Hey, just left the store. I will be there shortly. Got something for you and the baby. So I will see you in a little bit. Yeah, put the beers in the freezer. And we'll have a good time.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on, I'm a little flash.
Really? Was it worth it? No, he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Text him, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Road to Stardom Radio.
And Rowan on Road to Stardom Radio, so that's where we're at. Let's get this just started. Now, that's Dionne Warwick, we call her auntie. She is being honored by the Kennedy Center. So, we're going to congratulate her. And pull it up. Yeah, congratulations on the new Kennedy and Kennedy Honors Company. Cindy Park shot two stars in the 60s. The new star songwriting team, Baccarat and Al David. Discography and multi-gate hits, both with and without back. That includes Stay a Little Prayer and Whispers of Love, and that funds are for. We call that. Congratulations on being honored by the center. And, you know, kids get honored too. But they get the Mark Twain Award. He is getting honored by the Kennedy, it's the Mark Twain Award. And I forgot, it's not just her. I forgot the comedian is being nominated. The comedian, I think, nominated as well. I can't remember who it is. So, let's get into these topics. So, let's talk about this. It says, rapper Slim purchased a neighborhood and constructed several affordable homes to create community appreciation. I wholeheartedly appreciate what Slim Thug has done. So, I'm pulling up for now. It says, Slim Thug, the renowned rapper, this man has long been a representative of Houston, not content merely the title of Houstonian. He has taken proactive steps to address the challenges of gentrification in his city, understanding the detrimental effects of sky property prices and displacement of residents. Slim Thug founded both construction and to build affordable without compromising quality. His efforts alongside notable Houston like Beyonce Kelly Rowland exemplify a commitment to uplifting the community, ensuring everyone has a place to call home, taking action against gentrification. In an interview on Sway's Universe in 2017, Slim vocalized his concerns about gentrification and the adverse impact it has on lower-income neighborhoods. Rather than merely laminating the issue, he decided to make a difference, recognizing that people were being forced out of their homes, established welfare structure to provide affordable housing options. The company's mission is to foster a community of families and young professionals irrespective of their income levels. Building affordable homes like a strategy to construct affordable homes that meet the needs and expectations of residents. While assuring affordability, they do not compromise quality by investing in business infrastructure and community programs. Dogs Company actively creates vibrant neighborhoods for individuals from diverse income backgrounds. A commitment to providing housing options that work for all Houstonians, a genuine perception of the community's well-being. Slim Thug's vision, Slim Thug's dedication to his city extends beyond his entrepreneurial efforts. In 2014, he was honored with his day in Houston, which inspired him more for the community. Leveraging the opportunity, he discovered the land which Redevelopment Authority, LARA, lots which allow affordable housing builders to acquire land for a nominal fee. Slim Thug sees the opportunity to obtain a sweeping affordable homes. Furthermore, he goes the extra mile by assisting qualified individuals on payments, making it easier for them to move into the new home. Collective efforts for of change. Symptoms committed to affordable housing is part of a broad movement among Houston natives to give back to their city. Fellow historian Beyonce Kelly wanted to partner with Harris to develop permanent housing for the homeless community. This initiative, supported by the Coalition for the Homeless, has already led to a 20% reduction in homelessness in the city. Involvement of the encountering acts taking weight to this endeavor, and their long-standing support for the community resonates deeply with his Houston residents. Conclusion: Slim Thug's proactive approach to combating gentrification and dedicated to providing affordable housing in Houston highlights commitment to the city and its residents. Just like the mission, he has created the opportunity young people for the quality. This initiative, coupled with the efforts of other Houston natives like Beyonce and Roland, demonstrates the power of collecting and creating a positive change. As these influencers invest in their community, they inspire others to follow and contribute to the development of society. So, yes, I appreciate what Slim Thug is doing. Kelly Rowland and Beyonce has done, which I've never heard about. I've never heard about Beyonce and Kelly building, living for the homeless. So now we have an article about Doug. So yeah, I have heard it. I do appreciate some Doug for doing that, because I think if we did that in New York City, then because what this article that Kelly and I did by home for the homeless, there wasn't the percentage of people that was homeless on the street lower than what it had been. So if New York was to do the same thing, New York was saying, if New York was the same thing, then we wouldn't have that much homeless in New York. I'm going to play a quick song, then I will get to the show. Hello? I go faster. Oh, All right, that was 2020, the classic anniversary. What's up, Six? Okay.
What's up?
I'm chilling.
Can you playing those what is that? Tony,
it's only three times.
Oh. Just three?
Yep. The show, that's what's up.
We're talking about tonight. What's the topic?
So I just finished talking about Slim Thug building affordable housing in Houston.
That rapper guy?
Yes, the rapper guy. And Dionne Warwick being honored at the center. You know, the Kennedy Center honored. What?
What's going on with Dionne Warwick?
She's being honored at the Kennedy Center. What's your favorite Dionne Warwick song?
Do you know your way to San Jose? I love that. I love the solid old faith. That's what friends are for. Too many things she heard.
Okay.
Deja vu. I heard since I was born. Deja vu. Could you be the thing that I was to? Is it you? I remember it me. Deja vu.
Yeah. Have any Dionne on the board to play any Dionne Warwick?
What do you mean? She's a soul sister. You got any Dolly
Parton? No.
Britney Spears?
No. Excuse me. Temptations.
Don't you see that dream that I once knew? Is it you? Bad soul right there.
So, everybody knows that Young Jeezy and Jeannie Mai are getting a divorce, and it was put out that she was blindsided by the divorce, but she recently did an interview with Jennifer Hudson, and stories have come out to say that he has cheated on her. So they a prenup, so you know when it's prenup involved, he takes his assets with him, he takes all her assets with her. But because she's claiming that, because she's claiming that he cheated, in the prenup it says that if he cheats, he's supposed to pay her money because he cheated. Not knowing if it's true or not that he cheated, but so, if you are married, and you said to your mate, I want you to sign a prenup so that if you're ever to divorce, all your assets go with you, or my assets go with me. Well, in this case, you put in a stipulation about cheating, meaning that if a mate cheats, let's just say, depending on how much money you have, because not everybody has a lot of money with Jeezy. So, let's say you cheat. Let's just say you cheat, and your mate says, well, divorce because you cheated, you have to now pay me $1 million. Because now if you put that in the prenup, you have to buy by the prenup. So that means when the divorce happens, she gets the $1 million because she cheated. But people think he cheated because when the news came, the news broke that he was divorced from her, she said she was blindsided by it. So how could you be blindsided by getting a divorce and want to save your marriage, and then to now wanting money for him because of the the reason for their divorce is because of her family. Because, remember, Jeezy's from Atlanta. He doesn't live in L.A. He's from Atlanta. He's living in Atlanta. So he don't mind flying back and forth to L.A. if he has to. But he's not living in L.A. And he moved them. He moved her in. He had in Atlanta. And for me, it's okay if, you know, your parents have been aged and you move your parents in. But I think that would be okay with any person if my parents have been aged to where I have to look after them. That means it's not mine that with us. When your brother starts living with us and he's a grown man, that he's his own, that's the problem. A grown man living in my household, he should be having his own place, you know, so he's comfortable. She moved the brother in, the parents in, you know, family in. Basically, she moved her family in, and it's like it's gonna be too much. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know if she's the genie my oldest or brother is, but picture, let's say a 47-year-old man, his or her husband. That don't even sound right. That don't even sound right. But this 47-year-old man living with his brother, his sister and brother-in-law. That should be... The only people that should be living in that house is Jeezy, Jimmy Mai, and the baby. Like, I get it because, you know, she's Vietnamese, so you... Let me finish. He is Vietnamese, and I think, you know, their culture is different than American culture. You know, they take care of their family regardless, so they're going to have their family live with them. If they have means to do it, they're going to have their family live with them. But you're not Vietnam. So when you're in America, you still have your culture, your Vietnam culture, you brought it with you, but not what you do there, because if you're living by yourself, if she is living by herself, yes. But now that you're married with a husband and a child, your brother, who was 14 years old, should not be living with y'all. Yes, he can come over, you know, he can come over whenever he wants, but no, he can't live there. Like, I get it, I'm family, but I have my brother with me if I'm married with children. And I get it, she's been living in L.A. her whole life. He's in Atlanta, so, like, you know, it's different. Atlanta's different than L.A. So... But yeah, so now she's trying to throw it out. That's what she's doing, trying to throw it out there that he did it, which I think he did, because I mean, if he did, the woman is, she's on her way. How did they get it? She's going to come out of the woodworks to spell a beat. She ain't gonna wait. Now that she know that they divorced and get her man. Why it just means. But I don't believe that he cheated. I think he's saying that so the blame won't be on her or why they get divorced. So yeah.
Oh, crazy.
You know, Anna Taylor and her ex and her husband, they're getting divorced. And when she filed the divorce papers, she put their so when people looking up their records for their divorce, you're only going to see their initials. And so recently it came out that, you know, he went and put their names on the court papers, on the divorce papers. Instead of just leaving it how she had it with just initials, nope. He made sure that they this is how you open the door to people in your business. Because if you're looking up, even though it's a public record, but if it's just, if she's just her initials, his initials, I mean, if she just his initials and her initials, when you go looking up, when you look it up, you're going to know what's done. because it's just initials. So yeah. But and you know talked about the sexual assault, the Jamie Foxx, Axl Rose, L.A. Reid, Pierre, a lot of so I didn't know, but you know, I watch a lot of these. Well, someone has been, I can't remember where I'm from, that Bill Cosby has a new sexual assault case. Anyways, I was watching TGIF and they mentioned it. Yeah. So, Bill Cosby has a new sexual assault case. They were saying why now is she out and saying something when the 30 plus women came out before and then he was on, why she didn't come out then. Like I've said this on every time we talk about the sexual assault cases, I said you can tell your story without mentioning any names. If you were sexually assaulted by a celebrity, you can tell your story without mentioning any names. Your story will get out there. On social media, we'll do the thing for you to figure out who the person you're talking about, and then they will share it to their name. Social media will do all of that for you, will tell who it is for you. And all you have, when they ask you, and there's a person, you can confirm it or deny it. Bill Cosby, what, 87? Well, so, you know what I'm saying? For that to come out now to say he has another sexual assault case, and I think it's a stem because when I read the articles, the law that just expired in New York, and I also have one in California which expired to 2026, which, and I can't remember the name now, it's not coming to me, but which is allows victims of sexual assault to file civil lawsuits against accusers, anybody who had anything to do with it. So if they happen at a fancy hotel, who sexually assaulted you in the hotel because they allowed it to happen. Or whoever was there at the time, they allowed it to happen. So just like in the Jamie Foxx story where the girl said security saw what he was doing to her and they walked away, she can sue the security at the restaurant where it happened at. She could sue the restaurant as well. And have them partially to blame for what happened to her. So, but as I always say, you can sue civilly, but you can't sue criminally. It's going to be hard to prove. A lot of these celebrities who have been sued are settling because they don't want to drag out, they don't want to go to trial. Now, if the trial, they're going to bring up for the young lady who's the victim, they're going to bring up past in this case to try to just say you are promiscuous. Lawyers, and lawyers are going to change the strategies in that trial. Yep. Their client, do it. They're going to get their client. You know, somehow, some way, try to prove that you were promiscuous, and that you were at the club, learning with this whoever this is. Out at the club, you flirting with them, Like Axel Rose's case, she said before she was sexually assaulted that when she went to his hotel room, she said she would have slept with him. But when she saw how he treated this other woman, she ran and left his hotel room. He got rid of the other woman. Her back to his room and has said she was assaulted. But she's in the article, it says she said she would have slept. And it's only because he's asked of Guns N' Roses. But he was just playing on Axel, was a part of our group. She still wanted to sleep with him. Probably not. They're going to throw a lot of stuff at. They're going to say a lot of stuff in this case. The trial is going to make this woman look bad to where if it's a jury trial that it might go in somebody's favor. They're going to rip this person to shreds. And she's going to feel she's being re-victimized because it's you know, Major, he's right now for his assault case against he was dating. And I saw that they dropped 50% of the charges that was on him. So 50% of the charges that was put on him, they were dropped. Because remember, even though he was arrested for, she was also arrested. So they both was arrested. Name once went through everything that he was charged for, it was like, and that's why some of the stuff got dropped. But she was arrested as well. Cases hard to prove when you don't have evidence. A lot of you women, I'm not saying no, but you women, y'all start going to the hospital to get a rape kit on you because you feel ashamed, you take a shower. And when you take a shower, you're rinsing the bodily fluids of the person you clean. Who sexually assaulted you or raped you. To the hospital, rape kit done, his body fluids would be on you because they're not any person who's rapist is going to pull out a condom and put on the condom before he raped you. No, he's going to get right to him and do it. And he's talked about this before, I think, Hudson Road, where men get sexually assaulted by women and they tell their story, they get laughed at. And that's a sad situation right there. When women come out and tell their stories, lot of people want to assume these women are being promiscuous, and that's not even the case. Or they were dressed scantily clad, and that's not even the case. And when these men tell their stories, they get laughed at, even by their own peers. Like, a man telling another man he was sexually assaulted, and they start laughing. And it's not funny. It's not a funny situation if it's a man or a woman being sexually assaulted. So.
Yeah.
These sexual assault cases are going to be coming out with celebrities. More and more celebrities are going to become, more and more news is going to be coming out with different, more celebrities. Sexual assault, and some say I'm not surprised. I'm even saying no, I'm surprised. So, you know, maybe I did a sexual assault case. Now, he's been trolling, and the latest thing he has done is he took this picture, and he morphed Kelly's face, and he posted it on social media caption, and I don't remember the caption or the picture. So it was like he morphed R. Kelly's face into Diddy's, and 50 Cent Diddy don't get along, because when 50 Cent went out, Diddy assigned him the bad boy. He said he was trying to get a shit deal, and so he was like, nope, not signing with you. And I think since then, he's never really liked it. And they dated a woman, but I think he dated her first, and then Diddy did her after, but not around the same time, but they did date the same woman. So, I think this Sunday, if I'm not, or later in the month, the Grammys is doing a version of hip hop. They put together the celebration of hip-hop. And I think, I'm not sure if it's this Sunday coming up or later in the month. I'm going to look it up, make sure. I found it. Here we go. My throat says the celebration of hip hop. Yeah. So it is. Oh, it doesn't come out till February 5th. I think this month. It doesn't come out till February 5th. So it says the Grammys is a hip hop with historic at 2023. Old. This is old. And the Grammys, they did a segment. This is old. This ain't the one I'm... Because I think is going to be hosted, and I'm mistaken, it's going to be hosted by, I think by LL, if I'm not mistaken. That's why I'm looking it up, because the 50th Hip Hop Celebration that happened in Yankee Stadium in New York, a lot of people was disappointed because a lot of people who should have been there, a lot of the artists who should have been there, wasn't a part of it. And they were saying, like, Grandmaster Flash, The Furious Five should be here. Like, all the rap groups started here. Those are the acts that should have been here. Did the 50th celebration of hip at Yankee Stadium. I DJ Kool Herc. DJ Kool Herc, who they say is the godfather of hip hop.
Okay.
He's going through some medical issues, so he can, you know, wasn't there. But what I love, and that's is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just recently inducted C. Elliott, Willie Nelson, Missy Elliott, was it the Four Tops or the Drift? I think it was one R&B group, and I can't remember which R&B they were right now, not coming to my brain, but New Edition was the group that did the tribute to them at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Kool Herc was honored. Because LL gave a speech and Kool Herc was honored. Kool Herc only got his flowers for what he did to hip hop. An amazing day. Because they were saying that the pioneers of the hip hop knew how you have the 50th year of hip hop. You don't honor the pioneers, because I think who they were honoring was like Big Daddy Kane, LL, Rakim, but the ones before them, the ones that got them into hip hop, they wasn't honoring them. And that's so messed up. Like, Africa Bambaataa, Soul Sonic Force, The Treacherous Three, I'm trying to think, there's a lot of groups who started this hip hop that were not honored. And I think the Grammys, which I couldn't find what I was looking for, but the Grammys is going to honor them. And I know LL is going to be there. Because BET's Hip Hop Awards, they did a 50th celebration, but they honored the producers. They honored the producers, like producers created the beats for the rap to rap on. They honored them and Marley Marl, I'm about to say Melly Mel. Marley Marl was honored. And what's sad is when it was Marley Marl his award, people had to be able to stand up. Because you know Marley Marl, I think is like the first producer to do samples. I think he's the first producer to do the samples when making the beat. I had to mention they had the that because Kid Capri and Nice was the ones announcing were on stage, you know, mixing and they when he announcing his award, Kid Capri had to mention that. And he had them tell the people to get up off their feet. What they don't understand is, I said this before the video, a lot of people do not know their rap history. There are some people who probably even say, you might say, where hip hop originate, and they might tell you they don't know. It is hip hop. And they're going to say to you, I don't know. And that's terrible that you want to be in this business. You want to be in hip hop, but you don't know anything about hip hop. You understand? Like, maybe to me, you don't know about DJ Clark. You don't know about Grandmaster Flash and all other DJs that paved the way in hip hop. You don't know about the B-Boys, the B-Girls. Like, there's five elements of hip hop. Hip hop is not really, rap is the genre. Hip hop is the culture. And for you to want to be a rapper and not know the history of hip hop, that's not good. For anybody who wants to be in hip hop and who wants to rap, you need to know the history of how it all started. In the beginning, I forgot. I was watching a podcast, and the person in the podcast said, hip hop wasn't created to make the records. That's why hip hop was created, so they artists can make the records and, you know, make money off the records. Hip hop for that. Hip hop for it to commercialize the way it is and create hip hop for that. Hip hop rap was the way for them to express themselves, you know, about how they feel about going in and a perfect example is by DJ Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Because one of the lines in the song, he said, broken glass everywhere. And I'm from New York, Melly Mel, who's part of the Furious Five, who was the rapper, the lead rapper the message. It's from New York. If you New York Street at the time made that song, were abandoned buildings. There were buildings that got, there were buildings that were tore down, and they never took, they never removed the rubble of the tore down building. So it just sat there. There's a lot with the tore down building still on the lot. And if you watch the video message, you will see what Melly Mel's talking about look like in the 80s until, you know, people or developers decided, I'm going to build this lot and I'm going to build something on it. Either they would take an abandoned lot and build more apartment buildings that people couldn't afford because they weren't making affordable housing. Or they would take the abandoned lot and make stores. It would be a row of stores. And not abandoned. They took the lot out of that abandoned lot. They would either build housing or they would build stores. So a row of stores. Yep. This is what these developers would do. They would buy, you know, buy lots up. To build there, and if they built stores, they created jobs. No, your these developers are building stuff in neighborhoods that they don't live in. Even though it's help, even though it's create jobs, they are building developments in places. Lives, it brings the property value up. That's what it does. It brings the property value up when you are a developer and you build on an area. So if you know in this area is low income housing and then you build a new building that's going to cost an arm and a leg for people to live in, it brings up the property value, and it's going to be too, and now the air is going to be because you this expensive building in there for people to live, that now is going to be, the air is going to be too expensive for people to live in, because even if they were going to buy a house in the area, because you built this building that brought the property value. Houses were affordable to you over there and going to be a little bit too expensive. I was young in the 80s. That was the depiction in the message video. Because where I live now, they are doing that. They are buying up. Store goes out of business. Like Korean Mart that went out of business, where that land developers brought that up and built apartment buildings. So now it's an apartment building instead of the Korean Mart. The Korean Mart was always doing business, good business, I think, because, you know, if they own the property land, you know, they have to, they didn't own the building, they pay the rent. So if the owns it, even though the store was good, they raise the rent, they can't afford to stay there. So now they have to either, they have to shut down or move to an affordable location, which they did. They moved from over here, affordable location, but now I have a building just sitting there and nobody buying it to use it as a store, but to keep it as a store. No one wants to buy it, so what do you get? Developers, they say, you know what? They go to the town and ask buy the property, and this is what we're going to buy the property for. And what they do, they build buildings that no one can afford to live in. Now, they claim, you know, it's affordable housing, but it ain't really that much. But when a one-bedroom or a studio, if it was a studio apartment, $1,200, who can afford that? $1,200 a month to live in a studio apartment. Not a one bedroom, a studio. When I was, before I moved where I live now, my parents, where we used to live, my parents said, because they raised the rent, so a three bedroom, they raised it to, it was close to $1,000 for a three-bedroom. At the time, it was like, why should we pay close to $1,000 for a three-bedroom when we could just get a, we could get a house and pay the same amount, pay about the same amount on a house. So that's what they did. And I think what a lot of people would at that time when apartment buildings were renting their rent, and it's like, okay, I'm paying close to $1,000 for a three bedroom. Yep. And even though they don't have to pay the gas and electric because that was included, but still and all, that it's like, why pay that much for money that was used towards rent and get me a house? And that's what I did. And that's what a lot of people back then were doing. Because then, okay, it's at 900 or something, and then going down, it's going to be again, and between $1,000. You're going to be paying the same amount people pay for mortgage, you're going to be paying for an apartment building. For an apartment in an apartment building, it don't make sense. So, but I would say for people who are thinking about getting their own home, I would say, if you can find an abandoned lot where you can build a home on, to where you can own the land where you're going to build your home on, that something that would be good. If you can do that, find land, you can own the land that your house is going to be built on. Because if you notice, everybody who owns a home, they own the home, they own the land that the house is built on. They own. So when you are in a home, pay taxes on the land that your house is built on. Yep. You pay taxes on the land that your house is built on. And six can agree with me. Because our parents, you know, live in homes where they... We live in nice homes, but we don't own the land our house sits on. Home and thinking about, oh, I want to expand my home. I have to check with the city if you can expand your home, because my parents wanted to expand the home. They said you can't A thing you build out, you can't build up. So meaning that you are single family, if you can, I think it's either build up or build out. I can't remember, but I know single family home, if you want to do like second level, you, with the state that you're in, you'll be able to do second level, but you can't build out. Some states have that where you can build out, meaning if you want to make it bigger, like push it out, you can't do it. Some states have it the other way where you can build out, but you can't build up. That's why, like, you see houses with decks on them, is that because they can, the city is allowing them to build out, but they can't build up because the house I live in have an attic to it. But when the person who owned it before was able to add a second level, that eliminated the attic. Okay, let's see. What news is going on? I was watching Martin yesterday, and it was a restaurant in Louisiana. Rolling Martin today. And there's a restaurant in Louisiana where the city council is trying to shut the restaurant. The city council, the lady's name, she's a part of the city council. She's trying to get this restaurant shut down because it's in a white neighborhood. It's a soul food restaurant. It's own restaurant that they're trying to shut down because it's in a neighborhood. So he set his restaurant and not that far from where LSU is, the college, and I'm trying to think of the other college that's there. But he says he's not far from the two colleges, but this councilwoman is trying to shut down. How now they have cameras on the street. Like, you are like, you don't know this is there, but the cameras on the street, that if you want a red light, the mayor you would because you run the red light, got cameras, all they gotta do is zoom in, get your license plate, make a ticket. So they have a camera on the street, but the camera is facing the restaurant. And the camera is facing the restaurant, so they want to film the restaurant for negative activity, so they have to shut down. They're trying to put violations on the restaurant. Normally, when you get a violation, it's because something in the restaurant is not up to code. And the guy just said she was trying to take away their liquor license. This lady do everything in her power to shut down this restaurant. So now they have a lawyer, and they're going to sue. Because it's an area that's not known for black people to frequent in Louisiana, shut down the restaurant. Because the lawyer Florida City was a part of it as well. Conversation. You hear them talking about it. And this is one of the restaurants. It would be like a, let's say, a lobster. Like, it'd be like a Red Lobster. That's called oil and roux. But, you know, and for to, you know, and for people go there, you know, class people go there. And because, you know, own the neighborhood, mainly white people be in, you know, she's trying to shut down. And it's like, lady, what are you doing? Violation, whatever they pay, the, you know, they fix whatever the violation is. They're still gonna have the restaurant. If you take this, see a lot of people think that if you take a business's liquor license, that people are gonna stop going to the business. If the food is good, regardless of having a liquor license, if the food is good, people are still going to go to the restaurant. Wow, she's really doing all this to get this restaurant shut down. And then hey, he gets shut down. What she gonna do? She can't do buy the property. She gonna put there a restaurant but owned by a white person. No, that don't make sense. And political news, though, you can see that political, kind of say that's political news, but in other political news, you know, George Santos is expelled from Congress. George Santos was expelled from Congress. And they had the hit, and as he's standing there listening to them expelled from Congress, he was meaning he was telling other congressmen of the GOP's business what they were doing. Yeah. He was like, you taking me out? I'm going to take you with me. Because you know how they say, oh, we're going to do this, and we're going to take this money, we're going to fix up the school, and like, they wasn't doing that. They was taking money for something else. He was spilling all the, as they say, the out of the tea. George Santos was doing all of that, but that he got scammed by George Santos. He said Santos took his credit card and spent $500,000, and then also scammed my mother and got $500,000 from her credit card. And he said $500,000, whichever way he took money from this congressman and this congressman's mother off the credit card. Because when the news people caught him in the hallway, he said, yes, he needs to be expelled. This is what he did to me and my mother. But he came in Congress on his and let him stay there. Found out everything about him was right. They let him stay in Congress. And I think the why they let him stay in Congress is because he knew everybody's secrets. You know when people, you know when not one person knows all your secrets that you can't let them go and then fill your secrets. And that's exactly what he did after hearing they were expelling him. Oh, you was, well, my dirties I done did. This one did. So, Six, did you hear about Julia Marlies, who said that black people being brainwashed to hate Jews? Did you hear that? I'll hear it or you might have heard it, but if you didn't hear it, she went on this podcast and she made a comment of saying that black people, because she was talking about going on with Israel, Palestine, so with the Hamas situation, and she was talking about that on this podcast, and somehow they, I guess because we're not standing behind, black people are not standing behind Israel, that she came out and said that we were brainwashed to hate you. But they said, yes, she's Jewish. She never had a bat mitzvah. She's Jewish, but she never had a bat mitzvah. So she doesn't, she's not practicing Jew. But she's talking about we were brainwashed to hate Jews. No, we weren't. Then that came out, she gave a lousy apology about it. But yeah. If you don't know who she is, she's on the CBS show Good Wife. She was also on, was she on Grey's Anatomy? Not Grey, I'm trying to think of the doctor shows. If it's not Grey's Anatomy, then it was was it ER? It was one of the doctor shows she was on. But yeah, the stuff he was set up in, the celebrities they came out and then backlash for, it's something that I just recently found out, that Tracy Emmons and Deion Sanders are no longer together after being together for 12 years. Sheesh, it was gay marriage. I didn't even know that. It says here, yeah, has joined countless others in Splitsville. Colorado was the owners and family, Tracy Emmons, CL production company Emmons Gaming Group, has called it quits and split after 12 years together, ending the engagement of news reports. The former couple announced the news on Instagram Sunday night. Everyone who has been there for us, supported us, and shown us love, it's best to move forward in life as friends and have decisions with love in our hearts for each other and appreciation for the time we've shared together. I'm interested in the joint statement on Instagram page. Please keep us in your prayers as go through this transition. Thank you for being there for us all these years. Love you. Appreciate you so much. She concluded with praying and a red heart emoji. Continuing prayers for former fiance. Goodness had nothing but great things to say. Section of the Johns Mail about Edmonds. Love you, Trace. You've been a true blessing to me. Appreciate the time we shared and the we've had. You are an amazing woman and a tremendous mother. God bless you with every endeavor and every step you take. You are her. Tracy. Sarah Ellis Gold, 56, made a movie premiere back in 2012. Several Emmys produced. Emmys came to produce his 2014 show, Deanne's Family Playbook, which she starred in. He mentioned the two became engaged in 2019. Emma shares two sons, Brandon and Dan, with their producers. Babies. Oh, I didn't know her second child. Sam shares children with his first, Alan Chambers' daughter, Dion, and son Dion, June 29. He had three additional children with his second wife, Pilar Bigger Sanders and Shador, 21, and daughter Salome, 18. I think I got her name mixed up with Tracy. He got five kids. Didn't know that. I thought he just had the three. Okay. Let's get into some trivia. We haven't done it in a while on Six in a Row. We're going to get into trivia. If Six can get this trivia. Hey, you ready, Six? Six. Okay. Trivia question. When a doctor takes your pulse at the wrist, they check for which artery is radial, pulmonary, coronary, axillary. When a doctor takes your pulse at the wrist, therefore, which artery is a radial, pulmonary, coronary, or auxiliary?
Coronary.
What's that? Which one is that, Six?
Yep.
No, I'm asking you to repeat what your answer was. So you're saying coronary, and the answer to that, it's not coronary. It says here, this is the answer. When a doctor takes your pulse at the wrist, they go for radial artery. The radial artery is one of the major arteries in the human body, and along the side of the forearm before it reaches the wrist and branches out to the skin. By applying the radio care professional and accelerate a rhythm of the heartbeat, providing valuable information about a person's cardiovascular health, this non-invasive technique is commonly used during routine examinations or as part of monitoring a patient's Aquarius sign. Okay. Here's the next. Which celebrity was once part of a World War II firing? Which celebrity was once part of a World War II firing? The Julia Charles, B. Arthur, Matthew Merman, B. White.
B. White.
And Betty White. In 2008, the U.S. government found that Julia Child, counter-colonial figure, had been part of a World War II firing. Child began work as a top secret researcher in the Office of Strategic Services, the precursor to the CIA. She later transferred to the OS. Section, a unit tasked with addressing the threat of sharks triggering underwater explosives. Child experimented with various concoctions to create a shark repellent to be sprayed in the water near closer to other sharks. Child later referred to it as the first recipe in her career. I was Julia. I don't know where you got Betty White, but here's the next one. Which movie star was a regular cast member on the sitcom The Facts of Life? Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Was a
regular sitcom, The Facts of Life. I know this answer.
That'd be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude, you're 0 for 3. This is George Clooney. Yes, before George Clooney became a superstar, the recurring handyman George Burnett on two seasons of the teen sitcom The Facts of Life. Clooney characterized his performance on the show as the worst combination of overconfidence and bad acting you've ever seen in your life. After his stay on the show, Clooney appeared on The Golden Girls had a supporting role on Roseanne. However, it was his portrayal of Dr. Doug Ross in this television series ER that catapulted him to widespread fame, leading to memorable roles in Ocean's 11, Syriana, and The Perfect Storm. Fox is my show, so I knew it was George Clooney.
Okay. I thought he played in ER. I thought George Clooney played in ER.
He did. All right, that's we're going to the next one. So you're 0 for 3. You ain't getting out one right.
No. All right, come on.
Here's another one. Let me go. Which popular folk tune prominently mentioned in the state of Alabama? Yankee Doodle, Home on the Range, Louisiana. This land is your land. Which of these popular cartoons prominently mentions the state of Alabama? Yankee Doodle, the Range, Oh Susanna, This Land Is Your Land. You got one right. It's Oh Susanna. Oh Susanna, don't you call me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. You got one. You got one for three. That's terrible, six. You're one for three. Here's the next one. Which folk hero is commemorated by a 26-foot tall statue in Bird, Minnesota? Is it Paul Bunyan, Robin Hood, Johnny Appleseed, and Tell? Which folk hero is commemorated by a 26-foot tall statue in Brainerd, Minnesota? Is it Paul Bunyan, Robin Hood, Johnny Appleseed, or William Tell? I think I know who it is. You going with Paul Bunyan? Okay. You are correct, Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan is a legendary figure in American folklore, celebrated for his colossal size, strength, and larger than feats. Among the many tributes to the iconic that city of Minnesota boasts a remarkable 26-foot statue in his honor. This imposing monument stands as a testament enduring legacy of Paul Bunyan, who is said to have shaped the landscape of Minnesota with mighty acts, accompanied by Loyal Blue Ox Babe. According to local legend, Minnesota's 10,000 lakes were created by Paul Bunyan's footprints, filling with water as he explored the state. Right, here's the next one. So you're 2-3 now. Here's the next one. Which leader once simultaneously held titles of King of Macedonia, King of Persia, and the Pharaoh of Egypt? Is it Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, William the Conqueror? Which leader once simultaneously held the titles of King of Macedonia, King of Persia, and Pharaoh of Egypt? The Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, William the Conqueror. Which one? William the Conqueror, Attila the Hun, Alexander the Great, and Genghis Khan. Let's see. You're 2-4. The answer is born in 356 BCE, Alexander ascended to the throne of Macedonia following the assassination of his father. 336 BCE, he went on to conquer the vast Persian Empire, defeating ruler Darius III, proclaiming himself king of Persia. His military campaigns first extended to Egypt. He was welcomed as a liberator and assumed the title of Pharaoh of Egypt. By the age of 30, Alexander had created one of the largest empires in history. Stretching from Greece to northwestern India, he is widely considered to be one of the greatest military commanders in history. The answer was Alexander the Great.
Okay.
So you're Here's the next one. at least we gotta make it even, be at least 4-for-4. Which neither a Grammy winning singer, a Grammy winning producer, or a popular shoe company? Which word is neither a Grammy winning singer, a Grammy winning producer, or a popular shoe company? You got Timberlake, Timberlake, which is spelled T-I-M-B-A-L-A-K-E, and you got Timberland, the shoe company. So they say, which word is neither a Grammy-winning singer, a Grammy-winning producer, or a popular shoe company?
Timberlake.
But which one?
What you mean?
There's two. So Justin Timberlake spell. How does Justin Timberlake spell his last name?
I am.
Okay. The other one that's listed spelled T-I-M-B-A-L-A-K-E, and the question is asking which word neither a Grammy singer, a Grammy winning producer, or a shoe company. You have the right answer, but you have the spelling wrong. Not it's give it to you because you did have the right answer, but it's the spelling with the T-M-B-A-L-A-K-E. That's the one they're looking for. They don't want, even though it's Timberlake, that's the one they're looking for.
Okay.
It says, although the names appear to be similar, Timberland, different successful in their own areas. Timberlake is a famous singer, on his smooth and dynamic performances. Timberland, on the other hand, is a Grammy-winning producer for his groundbreaking work in the music industry, producing for numerous R&B artists. Meanwhile, Timberland is renowned for an outdoor apparel company. So even though you have you're three for four. Let's see if you can be 4-for-4. Here's the next one. Which actress contributed to the voice of E.T., the extraterrestrial? Is it Sally Field, Meryl Streep, Deborah Winger, Susan Sarandon? Which actress contributed to the voice of E.T., the extraterrestrial? Is it Sally Field, Meryl Streep, Deborah Winger, Susan Sarandon?
Susan Sarandon.
Correct answer is, the major voice for E.T. was performed by Pat Welsh, an elderly woman from California, smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day, gave her voice quality that sound created Ben Burke fell in love with. Burke hopefully blended her voices and tones to create the memorable voice of E.T., including those of the actress Deborah Winger. So it was Deborah Winger, not Susan Sarandon. So you are 3-for-5. You still have some time. Okay. Here's the next one. In the 1994 film The Lion King, Nathan Lane's character Timon, what kind of animal is he? A baboon, a hyena, a warthog, or American cat? I know the answer.
Baboon.
But that's the answer, you go get it, so chance. There's not film like Ethan Lane's character. It's a parakeet named Timon. Parakeets are small, highly social animals belonging to the mongoose family, native to the arid regions of south of southern Africa by a body, pointed face, and dark patches on their eyes. In the kingdom, Timon forms an inseparable bond with Pumba, a warthog, and together they provide a dose of comic relief throughout the film. Timon lives an easygoing lifestyle of eating and sleeping under problem-free philosophy called Aquamatana. So you are 3-6 now. One more. Which American military leader is remembered for declaring the phrase, "I shall return"? Is it Ulysses S. Grant, Douglas MacArthur, George S. Patton, George Washington? Which American military leader is remembered for declaring the iconic phrase, "I shall return"? Is it Ulysses S. Grant, Douglas MacArthur, George Patton, or George Washington? George Patton, George Washington. Three for seven. It is the iconic phrase, "I shall return," that's forever associated with General Douglas MacArthur, a distinguished American military leader. He uttered these words in 1942 during the World War II, specifically after the Japanese captured the Philippines as the supreme commander of the Allied forces in the Pacific. MacArthur made his promise, signifying his commitment to returning and liberating the enemy occupation. This declaration became a symbol of resilience and determination by MacArthur's leadership during a pivotal period in American military history. You are 3-0.
Let's see if we can get him on the show now.
How are you going to get someone who passed away years ago on a show?
They didn't say
he
passed away.
You know, father's not. And you know how old he'll be right now?
About 100?
No. He passed 100. I'm going to look it up. So he was born in 1880. He was born January 26th of 1880. He died April 5th of 1964. Okay. So he was 80. Okay. So we're going to figure this out. Wait a minute. If he would be 143 years old. He would be 143 years old. Yeah. Ain't nobody last that long. I've heard people. Yes. I've heard people last to 104, 105, but not no 143 years old. Remember, he was born in 1880, so he's going to be all 100. Let's, who else was on our list? Let's see, George. As Patton. Okay. George S. Patton. Let's see. He was born November 11th. Right? Born November 11th, 1885. And then he died December 21st, 1945. So, he was 5 years younger than the author. So MacArthur right now will be 143. So you know he's 100. Oh, wow. It's that time to say goodbye. You're tuning with us on 6 and Roll. And we'll start on the size video. I'll be back later for the Indie Experience. I'm used to standing time. Okay. And the next show on Success Radio is Size Wednesday night at 7:40 at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Success Radio. All you gotta do is call 2561. And at 4 p.m. Oh, how about that? The Children's Bible Studies at 4 p.m. And what is the number of stations? I don't know about. Yeah. Okay, that's the Children's Bible Study. We appreciate you as always. We'll be back next week with another great show of songs. At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, you want to join in the conversation, come down 845-77-356 or 424-249-617. We'll see you at and Heartthrob for calling in. So appreciate you. It's time to say bye. See you at the next show. Peace, one love. Thank you. Okay.